That's the 1512 operator 8600.
1512, I got your loud verbal. What's going on?
Yeah, I just took over the bus on 11th and Belmont, and passengers got on. Some guy already on the bus having an attitude. Wasn't wearing a mask. I just said, you know, could you put your mask on? He started yelling at the two other guys coming on the bus. It was an elderly couple. Got up, got in their face, and I told him he needed to leave the bus, you know, or sit back down. And he sat down, then he got back up and started making a bigger ruckus. But long story short, the bus, just wanted to give you a description for a do not board.
Okay. We're not going to put out a do not board for that. We're just going to hopefully take some time to get some fresh air and calm down a little bit. But I'll keep an eye on that area. The whole mask thing, can you just, if people aren't wearing the mask, please don't confront them. Just hit the mask refusal button the way it's there for. That way it doesn't have that confrontation. You don't need to put up with that. So please don't confront people. Just push the mask refusal button.
Yeah, I didn't confront them. It was an elderly couple that got on. They walked back there, and they asked them to put the mask on. I was still, you know, setting up the bus when all that went down. And then he began to yell at the old couple and get up and get in their face. And that's when I thought, okay, this is going to escalate. So I asked him to, you know, work with them. And he got off the bus, and then he went toward the old couple got off the bus, too, because they were scared. And then they were watching. They came back to kind of see if the guy was off the bus before they can board. And as he got back on the bus, the guy approached them again, got in their face, started yelling and cussing at him. So that's why I'm really calling. So he is kind of like a firecracker waiting to go off.
Copy that. I'll be watching your follower go through the area. And I'll make sure that they're okay. And we'll go from there.
Yeah, that's cool. Like I said, normally, you know, I don't make a big deal of that kind of stuff, especially as things are winding down. It was just really more of a conflict between the customers.
Copy. Thank you. All right. Well, I'm glad your situation turned out okay. And have a good day, and don't let this bug you for the rest of your shift. We'll be clear at 15.